Hi, I'm Dr. Kirsten Lauritsen. I'm a personal functional medicine practitioner for high performers and professional athletes. And I've worked with athletes in many different sports, from the U.S. sailing team to endurance sports and triathlon, CrossFit, and professional tennis players across the board in any sport. Maintaining a foundation of a healthy body and mind is crucial for long-term success. This is the podcast that will show you how to apply the principles of a healthy body and mindset to achieve high performance, all from the inside out. This is the Fit and Healthy Athlete Podcast. Hello and welcome to the Fit and Healthy Athlete Podcast and YouTube show. I'm Dr. Kirsten Lauritsen, your host. And today we are going to talk about one simple tip that has a huge impact for athletes when it comes to their fueling, their hydration, and ultimately their performance. So let's dive in. If you're an athlete and you are dealing with low energy at the end of your training sessions and also towards the end of your races, and you're also potentially dealing with some muscle cramping that's really preventing you from being able to perform at the level that you know you're capable of, and even it might be impacting some of your training sessions as well, this may be holding you back from really being able to maximize your training, and you're also probably feeling really frustrated about this as well. I'm about to share a tip that I give to the athletes that I work with that gets them those results as quickly as possible. But I want to share where athletes have big misconceptions around fueling and hydration. We have a tendency to focus on products. It's a big industry when it comes to fueling and hydration products, and there's a lot of research and a lot of things out there. But at the same time, we have a tendency to really focus on gels and drinks and shakes and all of these really fancy products that are a big part of what we need to be focusing on, and getting your hydration and fueling strategy is really important. However, we also, though, tend to, at the same time, neglect some of the basics, like making sure we have enough protein throughout our entire day and being able to maintain that consistency in our nutrition throughout the day. Also getting in enough fiber to support gut bacteria that has a very big influence on your recovery, also your inflammation levels and performance. Also managing stress, and know the 10 minutes of meditation that you do maybe once a month is probably not cutting it. And getting in really good quality sleep, and also having a way to track that so that you can verify that you are getting good quality sleep. And I get it. I get the reason why we tend to focus on a lot of the products and the shakes and all and supplements and all of those things is that it does help. I mean, we do have a tendency to focus heavily on those electrolytes and gels and making sure that we're fueling properly, but it's actually through consistency with our nutrition and our day-to-day, as well as managing stress, as well as regulating our nervous system and managing inflammation, tracking and optimizing our sleep quality and optimizing gut function that really ultimately gets us the benefits that we're looking for. And it also helps us get the most benefit. So here is one pillar out of five from my mini course, Fueling and Hydration for Endurance Athletes, that really helps my athletes be able to perform really well that you can put into action today. So when it comes to nutrition, you can leverage a lot. By tracking your food for a day and just becoming aware of how much of your protein and also fiber intake you're getting in per day, this can really help you impact your performance, your recovery, and make sure that your body is getting everything that it needs in order to be able to perform well. For most athletes, we're aiming for around 1.6 grams per kilogram of body weight per day of protein. We really want to make sure we're getting that consistency across the board. And then we can start to look at when we're putting in our recovery products and fueling and all of those things. But first, we need to make sure that we're maintaining consistency across our training sessions every single day. And for fiber, most people in general are barely getting in 10 grams per day, but really where we get to optimize our short chain fatty acid production, which has a huge impact on your energy levels. This is all based on the types of bacteria that live in your gut. And there are a lot of studies that are showing that the short chain fatty acids have a huge impact on sports performance. And it's a very big hole in our sports performance system that it's not being tested for, but you can test for butyrate, you can test for acetate and propionate, you can look at all of those things and be able to optimize your own performance. And ultimately, where we get these really good levels of short chain fatty acid production is through 25 to 30 grams or more of fiber per day. And part of how we can do that is we can increase our fruit and vegetable production or consumption, and then that can influence the production of short chain fatty acids. But we also want to make sure that we are getting in a source of something called resistant starches. This is something that can have such a big impact for you. What you do to get resistant starches into your diet is you can increase a bit of legumes and also mushrooms, and you can cook and then cool your rice, reheat to eat. And what that does is it changes the type of starch into a resistant starch. So you cook your rice ahead of time, cool it down, put it in the fridge for later in the week, and then you can reheat it to eat, and that turns it into a resistant starch. Those can be very impactful for increasing your short chain fatty acid production, which influences the mitochondria in your muscles and so much more. Also, fiber intake, including these resistant starches, can help to lower inflammation. You see how this is all connected? So ultimately, where are your levels at? If you increase protein and you also increase fiber intake and you start to notice that your gut gets a little funky and wonky with it, you may want to dial it back slowly and then increase slowly so that your gut and your bacteria can start to get used to the increases. And also, you may want to look into getting some gut testing so that you can really optimize how your gut functions for optimal performance. So if you try this out and you notice a difference, or if you have any thoughts or things that you experience as you are trying to increase your protein and fiber intake, and if you notice from bringing awareness that it was actually on the way lower side, find me on Facebook and Instagram and send me a message. I'd love to hear about your experience and connect with you. You can also go to drkirsten.com and send me an email, and head to drkirsten.com/finishstrong to get a free guide that really helps you be able to dial in inflammation and gut health and nutrition, fueling and hydration, and all of these pieces that we talked about today. And you can send me an email there as well about your experience here if you notice anything in particular that you're excited about. So let me know what you notice, and I really do want to hear from you. Thank you for tuning in and listening and watching this episode, and I will see you next time. Take care.
Hey, did you know that up to 70% of athletes may be deficient in at least one micronutrient, if not potentially deficient in two or more? Micronutrient deficiencies like vitamin D, iron, calcium, vitamin E, B12, B9 are super common in athletes, and they can lead to things like fatigue. They can lead to injuries and fractures, getting sick a lot and missing practice, to unexplained pain and a lot more. On the flip side though, athletes who corrected nutrient deficiencies saw improvements in VO2 max, vertical jump, grip strength, force, improved delayed onset muscle soreness, and a lot more. That's why I created the Strong to the Finish Line free guide for athletes like you to be able to train and compete symptom-free so that you can have the confidence and the power to perform at your best. Get this guide for free at drkirsten.com/finishstrong.